Now, I'm sort of concerned a little bit, as somebody who teaches at the University of Toronto and lives in Toronto, that the Canadian cities are underperforming. And you would think that given their cosmopolitan qualities, the fact that they rank so high on these livability measures, they're so dense, they have wonderful universities, they're walkable, they're transit served, they're open to the world, that they would do better. And I think maybe, you know, maybe the fact that Canada, if I say this humbly, has been a more traditional country. My students at Carnegie Mellon all wanted to be in a startup company. The kids I run into at NYU all want to be in startup companies. The kids who go to Stanford or the University of California, Berkeley, that's all they want to do. I think still in Canada, you know, people want to go to work for big banks and big consulting firms and big government institutions. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that's been the thing. There's been a more traditional focus and all that's changing. So my hope is that, one thing Canada should clear and its great city should be able to capitalize on is all of these people who want to leave where they are in the world and come to a new place and